started today's program by pointing out an absolute stunner at the Women's World Cup with New Zealand and Norway with the upset. New Zealand upsetting Norway, one of the, I don't know about a favorite to win, but certainly a favorite to go deep into the knockout round. And New Zealand, who had never, ever, ever in its history won a Women's World Cup match, won their first. Home teams, this just in, more difficult to beat. Sean Nahas, the head coach of the NC Courage, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I don't know if you watched that match because it was on, maybe you might have still been awake when it started, but Ireland gave Australia all they wanted in a 1-0 Australia win also early in the morning. Did you catch any of that?
Hey, Adam, how are you? Yeah, I saw highlights of the New Zealand game, but I watched the Ireland game and, you know, a bit unfortunate to drop 1-0, you know, tough PK call. But overall, you know, a good performance for the first time. But, yeah, like you said, the home countries are going to be difficult to play against this year.
Yeah, and by the way, Australia playing without Sam Kerr, one of the best players in the world, still 1-0 win on a penalty. Here's the thing. I know, because I talked to Kurt Johnson about this the other day, that Denise O'Sullivan plays for not only the Republic of Ireland, but a star for your club. She was hurt in the not-so-friendly with Colombia, which was ended after about 20 minutes of gameplay. No fans were allowed in for, well, I don't even know the reason why, but they stopped that match because it was too physical. And I asked Kurt if he knew if she was going to play or not, and he said, I don't know. He said, but if it's even possible, she will. So what did you see from her? Did she look normal to you?
Yeah, she looked absolutely normal. Even if she had pain or was a little bit discomfort, she's always not one to let that hold her back. And she and I were texting the last couple of days, and she felt great. And, you know, we wished her well. But obviously there was a great sigh of relief for her knowing that it wasn't anything major. But, yeah, she looked perfectly fine.
And you too, because you guys have been on a roll, and I know you have to play a pretty lengthy period of time without a half dozen of your own players, a lot of them is some of your best players. But what you guys have been doing over the last year, I know your winning streak or your unbeaten streak came to an end last time out at Angel City. But, I mean, she's a big part of what you're doing, and you'll need her when she comes back.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, when we saw the news break that she got injured, you know, the immediate thing was, let me check in and make sure she's okay. And then we reached out to the Federation to make sure she's okay. And obviously it took a little bit of time, but you know, she responded when she was in the emergency room and, you know, said she's going in for a scan. But yes, we're thrilled that she's, you know, we were devastated for her, that potential long-term injury, you know, not knowing what the scan was going to show. And we were so relieved, more so that this opportunity wasn't lost for her, and she deserves to be on the world stage. And now everyone gets to see what we see on a daily basis here in North Carolina.
Sean Nahas is the head coach, North Carolina Courage. They will play the Washington Mystics.
Yeah.
Mystics are the basketball team, Gold. Washington Spirit coming up on Saturday at Wake Med Soccer Park. This has been a heck of a week. We have the Chelsea and Wrexham last night in Chapel Hill. Sunderland playing NCFC, North Carolina FC at Wake Med tomorrow. Then your match on Saturday. It's messy week. There's a lot going on, and you're trying to keep tabs on your players in the World Cup. How are you going to fit all this in?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable week, but I think it just goes to show the evolution of the game in this country and the efforts put by so many to build the game. I think, you know, we'll find a way to watch our players and keep tabs on them and, you know, wish them well. You know, our focus right now is on the Spirit, you know, in the Challenge Cup game, and getting these players opportunities to get minutes and perform and help them get better as the season wears on and have them ready for when our players return. But it's a good week for the club, good week for soccer here in North Carolina and the publicity it's gotten. And you know, last night's event was just that, an event. It was unbelievable to see. And, you know, hopefully Wake Med Soccer Park can be just as crowded this weekend when we play Washington Saturday night.
Well, I know you guys do very well at the gate, and I know the following here is incredible for your club. How will you, take in? Will you watch all of the matches that your women play in? Because two Americans, two Danes. At least they're spread out. I mentioned this with Kurt. At least they're spread out, and you don't have back to back matches or matches going on at the same time.
Yeah, no, we'll the promise that we made to them is that we want to make sure we're supporting them, and the only way to support them is by watching them. Some of the times are difficult to watch, and
yes,
so whether it's a tape and but we'll make sure we're wishing them well, and they know that we're supporting them, and we haven't forgotten about them, and we want them to perform at the highest level and enjoy the moment. They deserve to be there, so any type of communication we can have with them sometimes is really appreciated, knowing that, while we're so far away, that, that we're still their biggest supporters and fans.
I think you and I talked about this last time, and I know we're underway. If you had to handicap this, what chance would you give they're the favorite, they're the betting favorite, but with player attrition and whatnot, and some of the players who are definitely in there into their last World Cup, Megan Rapinoe, Julie Ertz, probably Alex Morgan as well. Are they the odds-on favorite to you? Who else is dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, until someone knocks us off with our experience and our players and the level of our players, I think we'll continue to be the favorite. But, England's done really well in the evolution of their game and the investment in their game and the success they've had at the European Championships last time. You have to be wary of the Germanys, the Netherlands, France. Brazil, I think, is a team that everyone needs to watch. It's Martha's last World Cup, and I know that they're rallying around her to hopefully get a championship for them. But I think, right now, if I had to pick, Spain's obviously still, they're young, but they have a mix of good veterans. I think our veterans do a good job of balancing us out. I think individually we are so talented, and if we can be on the same page, we'll be really tough to beat. If I had to guess, it'd be between us, England, and I think Brazil is just a team that everyone just needs to be really careful with and not take them too lightly. So it'll be interesting, but it's a real competitive World Cup, probably the closest World Cup we'll have in years, if ever. And that's great for the women's game, and hopefully it'll be entertaining for everyone to watch.
You mentioned the Netherlands, and we'll a couple of very quick things, and we'll let Sean Ahas go. Lost to the U.S. was in penalties, right, in 19. They have done very well. They have not been a mainstay on the world stage until recently. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we beat them 2-1 or 2-0 in 2019. I think the key thing is this. Serena Wiegman, who coached the Netherlands to a European Championship and then to a World Cup final, is now the head coach of England. But I think with Netherlands, they started to play a really good brand of football. That the investment was the key piece, like it is with all these countries. If you invest, the talent is there. And if you put the support system behind, there'll always be development. And that's what you're finding with all these countries, especially these top soccer countries or football countries. And, Netherlands, they have a new coach and, again, another rotation of players. But it'll be interesting because if you let teams get in a good streak and gain some confidence, anything's possible. Another example is Australia. If Sam Kerr gets healthy and they have that country rallying around them, you let Sam Kerr get one or two chances in goal a game, she may bury you. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the World Cup and who's going to surprise people, but then who's going to go on the run that's going to be tough to knock off.
Sean Ahas, the head coach, NC Courage. They will take on the Washington Spirit Saturday at Wake Med Soccer Park. Keep your role or get your role back going. I understand you can't win them all, but you're still on top of the table, and we'll talk to you very soon. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, Adam. Thanks so much.
You got it. Sean Ahas, the head coach, NC Courage, here on the Adam Gold Show. A monumental upset with New Zealand beating Norway the first match at the World Cup. Australia with a tough match without their biggest star, Sam Kerr, holding off Ireland in a 1-0 game. United States plays tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. So, hey, no excuses. The World Cup is a blast, and we all love when the United States is good. And the United States is always.
Go America.
They have a chance to do something that no nation has ever done. Men's or women's World Cup. They have a chance to become the only ever three-time champion in terms of consecutive wins. Nobody has ever done that. And they are the favorites to do it, even though they have had their own injury issues.